Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Now, yesterday, we discussed the most overrated Dallas Cowboy. Today, 877-881-1053. Who is the most underrated Dallas Cowboys player? Gentlemen, who is the most underrated Dallas Cowboys player? Corey Majors. You are the biggest Dallas Cowboys fan I know.
Sorry, Mike.
Who do you
think?
I'm
the most realistic fan, you know.
Wow.
Yes, I am a huge homer of the Dallas Cowboys. Absolutely. That's fine. Kevin has always said it, bubblegum, rainbows, and butterflies whenever it comes to my opinions on the Cowboys. I just want my team to win. For me, and I always know you have a hot topic, Kevin, when you go to the mall. No, whenever you see the fan text light up with opinions before the
yes.
segment even starts. Because in the break, this thing just started rolling with people putting in their addition. And I agree with a lot of them. I am all on Jordan Lewis train this year. And I think that he didn't get enough love the last couple of years. I think he's a playmaker. I just go back to his film in college, and I know it was that one interception that was really awesome. I just really enjoyed watching him cover in college. Now, whenever he had to cover Cole Beasley and Julian Edelman, it was a bit of a struggle. But Julian Edelman, that was a struggle day anyway in the rain. But whenever he had to cover Beasley lit him up a little bit, man. But I really like the way that he covers. I like the way, you know, his instincts, the way he uses his instincts, and the way he can get the football. So for me, I think he's underrated, but I think a lot of fans really like Jordan Lewis and are ready for his coming out party.
Wow. All right. Very well thought out. Mr. Bassick, what say you?
Well, I would say when Jordan Lewis plays, most of the national media would probably say his name's Jordan Lewis. My most underrated player is the guy called Terrence Williams, and that's Michael Gallup, because nobody even knows who the other receiver is on the Dallas Cowboys nationally besides Amari Cooper. And obviously, I know Stephen A. Smith, who honestly is just way overworked. That's why he can't remember a lot of the things, is throwing, you know, Terrence Williams still on the Dallas Cowboys. I think Michael Gallup is the most underrated. I don't think he's going to be our best receiver in this upcoming season, but I just think that he is a really good quality number two receiver that might move to the number three receiver on this team for a couple years. But I think he is the most underrated player.
Yeah, I mean, he was a 1,000-yard receiver, Kevin. 1,000 yards last year.
Yeah.
And I know he had 6 touchdowns, and I always kill him for having 3 of those in one game against the Redskins in the last game of the year. But, like, there were other moments where the ball doesn't go through his fingers. He could be a 1,300-yard receiver with 9 touchdowns.
And as it stands, he was 20th in the league in yardage and 7th in yards per catch as a second-year player. So I think that's a totally fair statement right there. From the 972, this is the first time ever I agree with Bassick. From the 214, I think Dak is underrated. Another vote for Gallup. Another vote for Gallup from the 469. An intriguing vote from the 828. I'm not going to say this one. Mine's going to be far more controversial. Is Kai Forbath. Man, I'm telling you.
We got swag.
We couldn't figure out anything for kickers. We bring Forbath in. He goes, what, 9 for 9, 10 for 10? And then our immediate reaction is, let's go sign another guy for more money. Mm-hmm. It's a really weird take. All right. This is my most underrated, and I know when you hear it at first, you might be like, what? It's Zach Martin. I think that people understand that Zach Martin is good, but But I don't think they understand that he's been in the league for 6 years, and I think if he retired today, he's already in the Hall of Fame. Like, every single year he's been in the league, he's been first or second team all NFL. He's already made 6 Pro Bowls. He's only played 6 years, and he's already been named to the all-decade team, even though he came in almost halfway through the decade. I think people just like, oh, yeah, no, Zach Martin's good. But I don't feel like they appropriately see that the best player on your team is Zach Martin. The best player on your team since the second he got here has been Zach Martin. Zach Martin is better than Zeke. He's better than Amari. He's better than Romo. He's better than Dak. He's better than everybody. And I feel like people are like, oh, yeah, no, he's good. And I think they should acknowledge that he's already a Hall of Famer, and he's 29.
Well, Kevin, I'm looking at his defensive stats. He has no defensive interceptions or tackles or sacks.
That is true.
He has one fumble
recovery. So it sounds
like
he's definitely on the Cowboys' defensive line.
I'm looking at some of the ways to give a guy a statistical measure. And with the offensive line, a lot of it is sacks given up and percentage of plays. He's on the field almost all the time. But he has 6 holding penalties in 6 years.
Okay.
6 false starts. And so all penalties, he's got 17 total.
So he averages about 2 to 3 penalties per season.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And honestly, half of his holdings aren't holdings. He just totally mauled the guy in the refs. Like, that didn't look like two adult humans playing football together. One looked like an adult, one looked like a child. So that had to be something had to be illegal right there.
I disagree with you though on him being underrated, because I think that we rate him exactly where he is. I think everybody understands what he is. Is it because he doesn't get more like what do we need to do, Kevin? Do we need to be throwing a parade for him to show him more love?
I think that's a good start.
Okay.
So throw the parade. And then also, every time when people are like, who's the best player on the Cowboys, you should go, do you mean besides Zach Martin? Because otherwise your question is over. And then, like, we move on to the next one. Now, that's probably not good for radio, but from the 972, Zach Martin is the worst cornerback I've ever seen. Okay, no.
He's not a very good wide receiver.
I mean, fair. From the 903, I think it's Lyle Collins. And from the 817, it's Collins. And the 972 said Collins or Crawford. Now, for Lyle Collins, I feel like if we did this segment a year ago, maybe, that I would definitely be on board with that. Do you think he's still underrated, or do you think the requisite amount of people have been like, no, I see it, man. I got it.
I think he's underrated. Maybe if you're a true like Cowboy fan and following closely, Lyle Collins was probably better than Tyron Smith last year. And I think most people would say you're insane if they're not really like a Cowboys fan. They'd be like, no, I know Zach Martin is probably the best at this point, but Tyron Smith is your second best and there's not even a question about it. And you'd say, hey, Lyle Collins last year was probably better. Not saying Tyron Smith was bad. Tyron Smith was good. Collins was great. And I think most people would not value Collins as better than Smith.
I'm starting to see a name pop up because I really liked Lyle Collins, Kevin. And I think he's good on this offensive line. I think he's finally coming into his own. So I think more people are really going to have a lot more respect for his career whenever we get to the back part of it and go, oh, wow, he grew into his role. He grew into the position, because I thought he was a better guard coming out of LSU than I did think he was a tackle. But he's turned into a really good right tackle there. And, having Zach Martin on your side is pretty nice. Like, being able to work right next to that dude really does help out a lot. So I'm interested to see how that side works without Travis Frederick in the middle, and see if they can be what they have been. But I like what Lyle Collins has created in his career. I'm seeing Tony Pollard's name pop up a lot, and I don't know if I'm ready to put him as the most underrated. He's still underutilized.
Can I ask you a question about that?
He will be underutilized this year, too.
And that's the thing. Do you think that Tony Pollard is actually underrated, or do you think this is an anti-Zeke vote? You know how I feel about the presidential election. I think people are only voting for one person, either for or against him.
No, I think, And did you have more to that rant?
No,
it
like no,
you were
no,
really
no.
Getting ready to gear up on that one.
I wasn't going to do more politics, and I was just going to say, I wonder if some people think Tony Pollard is underrated because they're tired of Zeke shenanigans and they want him in there.
Well, because I think he's going to be underutilized because they have Zeke and because Zeke can be a good pass catcher too. And I think a lot of people are pining for Tony Pollard, not because of Zeke, but because whenever he gets the ball in his hand, he does something. I mean, go back and look. Like he looked like he could carry the team in the preseason. And you were getting really excited, and then all of a sudden Jerry's like, well, let's put a stamp on that one real quick. Let's go ahead and hurry up and sign Zeke so we don't have to worry about Pollard. But when I look at Tony Pollard, when he gets the ball, he's fast, he's explosive, he's strong, he plays like a younger Zeke. There are a lot of qualities I think people see, and they're like, man, let's unleash this kid. And then I start to think to myself, a couple things. One, if we unleash him, are we going to see some of the warts that we didn't see whenever he was lightly used? Or are we going to just see a consistent guy that keeps tearing up the league? And then the other part is, what do you do? Like, you have to use Zeke. You paid him all this money. And, Mike, we talk about that. You just don't pay guys money and not use them. So I feel like he's going to get kind of – and when you drafted CeeDee Lamb, my theory was that Pollard could take some of those catches, those Randall Cobb-type things in a slot and be that kind of a guy. But now that you have all those receivers, Tony Pollard might get lost in the mix, man.
He could, and I thought you made great points there because I also wonder if Tony Pollard was given a much bigger role. I think he needs a bigger role than what he had in the second half of last season, but, you know, how much can he handle and still be as unbelievably productive as he was when he did touch the ball last year? And then you mentioned Zeke. Jerry just shelled out a lot of money for Zeke. You know, more money than almost everybody now, right? Christian McCaffrey makes more, and that's it, in the NFL at running back.
Yep.
I mean, there's one person who makes more money. Jerry's not going to let the coaching staff choose somebody over Ezekiel Elliott. He gets the job for at least two more years, no matter what. And I do think Zeke's good, and I do think Zeke is better than Tony Pollard overall. But there's no competition there. I mean, if a coach was like, hey, I think we should maybe play Pollard more, Jerry Jones is going to go, hey, let me look at my books real quick. Nope, he's not. And then that ends the competition.
So I'm just trying to figure out, I don't know where you're going to find a place for him on the field unless he's better than Blake Jarwin at tight end.
Now,
he is.
From the 940, trading for a first rounder. If there is anyone in the universe that would give us a first rounder for Zeke, I would do that in a heartbeat. However, you know the name that I have seen the most now? It might be the most, period, but it's definitely the most of anyone we haven't mentioned yet. LP Lattisaur. Is he somebody that I just forget about him, and maybe that's a good thing because you don't want to ever remember things that your long snapper did because it was probably a bad thing.
How long has he been with this team?
At least a decade, right?
I think he has 3 Super Bowl rings.
that's Bill Ellsbury, right? I think I remember asking him many, many years ago if he could deep snap a watermelon, and he was like, absolutely. And he was like, I could be pinpoint accurate with it too.
He's been here since 2005.
What's amazing to me is LP Lattisaur is valuable. He is a great snapper. I don't think there's not a great snapper in the league. When was the last time you watched a Cowboys game and a punt and the snap went over the punter's head? When was the last time you watched a Cowboy game and there was a bad snap and the field goal didn't get off or the extra point didn't get off for the other team? Now, as a kid, I'm 42. As a kid in the 80s and 90s, if you were watching football and you, let's say, took in 3 games a week, there was going to be at least one bad snap. A punter couldn't, you know, catch that one because it was in the dirt or over his head. Or like now, you never see a bad snap from a snapper.
Yeah.
Never.
No,
ever.
They're too good at it, man. Mm. And that's what it is, because there are only a few of the guys out there that are like really, really good, and teams just hold on to them. They keep them, and they're not, you know, the market isn't, you know, too expensive, so it's just easy to keep a guy around for decades.
So I'm looking at the fan text, and outside of LP Lattisaur, and then somebody from the 817 said Joe Thomas, damn it. It looks like there's a pretty good consensus for people like Pollard and Michael Gallup leading the way as the most underrated Dallas Cowboys. What are the expectations this year? I know we just kind of touched on Pollard, probably still underutilized, but do you think he will be more utilized? And then do you think that Michael Gallup's numbers will go down because of CeeDee Lamb, or maybe he gets more favorable matchups and they could actually go up?
Yeah, I think you know, that's really dependent on Dak and how he, you know, who he finds the mismatches for. I think, Kevin, the best thing that we have this year, and it might be, we might look at numbers completely different this year, if they're smart, if they do the right thing, if they scout well, every week they will find a weakness for each quarter and expose it. And so you might have a big game from one receiver each week because this guy does this really great. You don't have to force feed one guy because you have so many different options. So I think on a week-to-week basis, you might look at the Cowboys and go, ugh, their fantasy stats are killing me because I never know which wide receiver to go with. But at the end of the season, you're going to be like, dang, look at how much production that trio had.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.